Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm Robin Sussingham. The Tampa Tribune reports that two more Republican candidates may be jumping into the race for Florida Attorney General. State Health Administrator Holly Benson and Hillsborough County Prosecutor Pam Bondi. They'd be competing with Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp for the nomination. Fort Lauderdale Prosecutor Jim Lewis has also declared himself in the race. Two South Florida state senators are vying for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General. Dave Ehrenberg of Green Acres and Dan Gelber of Miami. In his first fundraising quarter, Kottkamp raised a little more than $175,000. Gelber, by comparison, raised nearly $315,000. And the Florida Elections Commission is drawing attention for fining a mayoral candidate who paid for an ad on Google that did not have a disclaimer stating who paid for it. Now, campaign finance regulators in Wisconsin and California are reviewing how to apply their rules to new online media becoming increasingly popular with candidates. Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board has told its staff to draft guidelines outlining the circumstances under which the public needs to know who is paying for an online ad or website. The California Fair Political Practices Commission has formed a task force to study the issue and make recommendations.
This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson.
I'm Steve Newborn. Attorney General Bill McCollum traveled to Tampa today to announce lawsuits are being filed against two consumer credit counseling firms. The companies are Credit Solutions of America and Nationwide Asset Services ADA of Tampa Bay, which is based in Clearwater. McCollum says there have been more than 100 complaints filed against the two companies. McCollum says the companies are taking advantage of the credit card debt owed by many families. Many debt relief services, he says, are making dubious claims that they can clear people's credit history. He says several are siphoning money for upfront fees.
You can have very bad credit ratings as a result of not paying your debt. You can have a situation where you're going to wind up owing more at the end of the day and oftentimes owing a lot more interest. And in fact, many times we found that this debt's not really being paid off because something happens along the way. And a lot of other bad things, that potentially going into bankruptcy as a result of this when you didn't have to.
McCollum says the lawsuits ask for restitution of their fees as well as civil penalties. Florida is facing a doctor shortage, and some lawmakers say the answer to that may be adding more residency positions in the state. Lynn Hatter has the story.
Florida's physicians are approaching retirement age, and the state's universities can't produce more doctors fast enough. One big problem facing the system is that when new doctors graduate from medical school, they leave because there's nowhere for them to train. State Senator Darrell Peden.
The big thing in residency programs, either you train, stay within 80 miles where you train, or either you stay within 80 miles where your mother-in-law lives.
Peden says if Florida had more residency slots, more physicians would remain in the state. A report out of the Florida Board of Governors says Florida needs an additional 2,700 slots, which usually cost about $100,000 each. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles Wantuck. Thanks for listening.